This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. There is a new and maybe not so welcome arrival in the Apple App Store. Late yesterday, Google Maps for iPhone became available. You might recall that Apple recently dumped Google Maps from its devices in favor of its own map program, which has had a rocky reception, to say the least. Now Google Maps is back, and the battle is on. This is a gadget story, to be sure, but there's also a lot of money at stake. For more on that, I've got Carl Howe. He's an analyst at the Yankee Group. Good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So this is more than just a battle for tech supremacy and bragging points. What's the business potential of being the go-to map application?
Well, this is a case where I think this may be actually more important to Google than it is to Apple, simply because Google makes advertising revenue from its mapping app, whereas for Apple, this is just one more piece of that overall iPhone experience that they sell. But in both cases, these are apps that people use, if not every day, at least on a weekly or monthly basis, and consumers really depend on them.
And if you do use them regularly, you start to realize it's almost like a geographic search engine, right? I mean, it's a map, but it's also a gateway to all kinds of things that can help make somebody else money.
I think that's a great point, that they are giving indications of points of interest and restaurants you might want to visit and ratings for those restaurants. It really is a way to drive traffic to a lot of different types of businesses.
Did Apple, you think, really have any choice about letting Google release Google Maps in the Apple App Store? I'm sure that was painful.
I think they got a lot of what they were looking for. This all came about because Google and Apple had reached an impasse. Apple wanted to have turn-by-turn directions and some of the other features that Google puts on Android. Google refused. So Apple built their own app, and Google saw them losing that critical home spot on the iPhone screen. And so they rushed to put this together, and they caved. They basically put in all the same features that are now available on Android. As a matter of fact, the iOS app is now a little ahead of the Android Maps app.
So it's possible, if I hear you correctly, to actually cast this as something of a victory for Apple?
You could cast this as a victory for Apple, absolutely. Simply because, again, they were looking to create an experience, and they wanted their users to have a great turn-by-turn experience. Google wasn't willing to give it to them, so they found another way.
All right. I appreciate the insight. Carl Howe, analyst at the Yankee Group. Thank you.
My pleasure.